Welcome to That's So Last Century, What We Wore 1950s to 1990s. In this podcast, you'll hear stories about all things fashion, from home dressmaking to professional tailoring, sewing and fabric shops, following the fashions, and what sustainable fashion means in this century. Voices have been drawn from Auckland Library's Oral History and Sound Heritage Collections. In this track, we hear from Wendy Wright. Wendy married and worked with well-known street, then studio photographer, John Reichenberg. In this clip, Wendy recalls her mother, who sewed her dresses from pictures from 17 magazine. This is followed by a clip where Wendy describes the late 1950s and early 1960s Reichenberg photography setup.
I did quite a little bit of housework in the house when I was working, because Mum was sewing and she couldn't sew at night. And I would buy some fabric on a Friday night and ask her to make me a dress to wear in Huntley to a dance or something on the Saturday night, and I'd wear it.
Amazing.
Yeah. So we kind of swapped. I did stuff for her, and whenever I wanted something made, she'd make it. And I'd buy the 17 magazine, which had a lot of fashion thing in. So I'd point which one I wanted to just make it.
Could she do her own patterns?
Yeah, I don't think she even had a pattern. I think she must have, but I don't ever remember seeing pattern bits lying around. She'd look at the picture. I suppose she probably had a basic pattern, but...
We're going to step back a little bit,
yes,
back to the late 50s to talk,
yes,
about John's street photography work.
That's right. So when he first started photography, he'd go to marching displays. He would go to all sorts of events to try and sell his photography. And then he got a permit to do street photography. So he couldn't run his business and stay on the street all day long. So he alternate days with a young man called Zolly Miklosi. And he was one of the men that had to escape Hungary in the uprising. So he finished up in New Zealand, very nice man. And he later started his own photography business in Grey Lynn. But early on, Zolly would take the photographs, drop the films off to John, and John would do all the processing and the printing and sending them out. So Zolly would keep a certain amount of the money and give John the other half of the money because he did all the processing. And then John would work every second day. So that was how the street photography came, and all the Reichenberg photography films are numbered with an alphabet letter in the front. And so the street photography, we decided to use a Z for Zolly, or John did, I wasn't working for John at that stage. So all the street photos have got a Z in the front of them.
Means that there's Zolly's one.
Every second, you know, every second day, Zolly would do the photography. So that's how that happened.
And, I mean, I know it's before you arrived, but it's possibly been described to you. How did it sort of work? Would they just stand on the street with their...
Yes.
What sort of cameras? Like a...
I don't know what sort of cameras. I don't know.
Not a tripod necessarily.
No, just a handheld camera. Mm-hmm. Now, when I first started working for John, the 35mm cameras he used was Leicas. So I would imagine that it was one of those. So John always supplied the gear to any photographer that ever worked for us. So he supplied the camera and the flash unit, etc. So John would have given Zolly the camera. And I don't think back then the people in the street were asked for money. So if they did pay, well then when Zolly delivered the films, he would have a note of which number had paid. But people went up to the town hall pharmacy to look at the proofs. That way, it's the same if they did a 21st or a wedding, you would go to the town hall pharmacy, look at the proofs, and then order photos that you wanted. So if a photo was sold off one of Zolly's photos, well then he would get paid when the photo was sold.
And the relationship with the pharmacy, did they pay them something too?
Yes, they got a commission too for everything they sold. They got a bit as well. So he was a very nice gentleman that owned the pharmacy. Anthony Loveridge, his name was, or Tony, we used to call him. So they lived in Herne Bay.
Did they have like a flyer or something like that that they handed out to people?
Yes, a little business card, and it was a group of three or four monkeys on it with Reichenberg Photography. And I think I've given one to Keith, actually. I think he's got a copy of it.
What was with the monkeys?
I don't know. Oh. I think it's just must have been a photograph. They liked, but often people used to joke and said, yeah, that looks a bit like John Reichenberg and Zolly McClosey. They didn't really, but yeah.
So by the time you came, he had sort of given up the street photography.
That's right, and all the work was done at 54 Douglas Street in Ponsonby, and not long after that we moved to 28 Swanson Street, and I can't remember the name of the building. Nettleton Edwards Ballet School was on the floors. There was three floors, so no lift, stairs. And the 44 Albert Street shop was in the same building on the ground floor, but the entrance was from Albert Street.
You can view the exhibition That So Last Century, What We Wore 1950s to 1990s at Tāmaki Pātaka Kōrero, the Central City Library, from 20th March to 13 July 2024. So grab your coat and grab your hat and head to town to enjoy a view of retro magazines, photographs, patterns and materials showcasing what we wore last century. Check our Auckland events for additional public programs.